Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We are going to consider Company Prayer Power Part 4. And we want to go straight away into the word. Esther chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Esther chapter 4. Verse 15 says, "Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." Praise the Lord. We are talking about Company Prayer Power, Part 4. Please take your seat. This whole month has been our month of prayer. We're seeking the face of God. And we are doing two things. Basically, we are building personal prayer capacity to enhance our fellowship and relationship with the Lord. And we are also building understanding and sharpness for company prayer, or praying as a ministry, praying in groups, praying as a people of God with one purpose, one mind, one vision, and one target. These are two major categories of prayers in the Bible, and they all have their place in our walk with God. So when we started with personal prayer, we now took a detour to go into company prayer, because company prayer doesn't get to be taught a lot in church, even though it's practiced a lot. When we meet, we hear the word, we sing, we praise the Lord, we adore the Lord, and we pray. But it's important to get depth of understanding, because that will enhance the effect of what we do. And so I've taken you on this journey for you to understand why, as a child of God, you shouldn't be missing fellowship with the brethren. You shouldn't be staying away when the brethren are gathering, because it does not benefit your walk with the Lord. You actually get so blessed when you are in the company God has given you. And when we come together and we're praying together, we are worshiping together, we are praising the Lord together, there is a different level of grace that is released upon every one of us and upon us as a church when we are in that kind of position. Now, Esther, Mordecai, and the Jews were facing an imminent danger in the kingdom of King Ahasuerus, which had 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia, so from Asia to Africa. That is how large the kingdom was. And the Jews had become an integral part of the kingdom, being in a bondage or enslavement at the time when Esther's book was recorded. And there arose Haman, who, for the sake of Mordecai and not bowing to him or showing him reverence, thought it scorn to destroy Mordecai alone, but he extended the battle to the people described as the people of Mordecai, because at the time, in the whole book of Esther, Mordecai looked to be the leader of the people, if you like, the political leader or the religious leader of the people. And then Esther was in the position of the queen to the king Ahasuerus. And so when this kind of danger showed up to the people of God, we want to consider what was done to mitigate the problem, what was done to quell the danger that had come to them. And that's what we read. Mordecai sent messages to Esther, and eventually Esther replied and told Mordecai that, "I want you and the people to fast and pray, congregational prayer, and I want you to fast, pray for me, because there are bottlenecks to the solution that we are looking for. So I have to go and see the king, but if the king has not invited me, I can't go. Because if I do that, I'm going to lose my life. And anyone, regardless of who you are, who did that, could just lose your life. Except the scepter of mercy is extended to you. And the scepter of mercy, in the whole book, we see it extended only once. And that was Esther. So it tells you about what the position of Esther was, and how that position in your to the benefit of Esther and the people of God. If you are here, say, I am here. Then Esther also said that, apart from the congregation praying for me to have a push and a backing and a supernatural resource to be able to go against the law, I and my maidens are also going to gather ourselves in our domestic space, and we are also going to pray, and we are also going to seek the face of the Lord. So two levels, two dimensions of company prayer we see here is that we see a domestic level of company prayer, that is Esther and her maidens. Are you here with me at all? If you are here, say, I am here. And then we also see, let's say, a macro level, so a meso level, a macro level, and where congregational prayer, all the Jews nationally in all the provinces also had to come together and pray for Esther to have a breakthrough with a king. If you understand, say, I understand. So there are two levels that we can have this company built. You know, we can build it from the meso level or the household level, and then we can also build it on the national level, which is the macro level. For us, our societal or community or household level is maybe myself, co-pastor, our members of our household, our children, whoever is under our roof, could be our household level. That household level could also be you and a few brothers and sisters that have become integral part of your life as siblings or even friends. Are you here? Yeah. So and then you can build a small team, and then that team purposefully is for spiritual push in the place of prayer. And so it can be you, your friends. It can be some friends stay closer than brother, isn't it? And then you have a team. Maybe in the choir you have three or four people who are your friends in the church, so you come together and you pray and so and so time, or in certain occasions of your life, certain seasons of your life, or consistently through your life. So that could be done. And so it could also be career people that have gathered to pray, maybe in the workplace. Are you here? Okay, so we are trying to break it down. And then you gather together and you pray. So the purpose of that company is for spiritual enhancement and support, supernatural support. So every household should have, from time to time, the wisdom to mobilize and pray together. Praise the Lord. At a household level, we will see the effect that brings. In the New Testament, we saw that when Peter was facing an imminent destruction from Herod, they returned to their own company and they prayed. And that company was a church. And so when Esther also made that recommendation, he told Mordecai that gather the church, the Jewish church, all over the kingdom of Ahasuerus, and then let prayer be offered. And so a higher level of the company is the church level. Is what? I can't hear you at all. Is what? Do you know that even in the presence of God, there is a company that fraternizes with God? 24 elders, 4 creatures, you know, Jesus is there. And then there is always things that are being done together within that, you know, company, that divine company. You know, we learn in the book of Revelation that they always cast down their crown and then they worship at the throne of the Creator. Praise the Lord. And so the macro level, the congregational level, where we gather together in this church. We gather on Wednesdays, we gather on Saturdays to break the word and to pray. On Sunday, like this, this is our company. We have gathered and we are hearing the word and we are going to pray. You shouldn't be seen as an individual all your life. Even as an individual or a unit of a person, you must have roots in a divine company that God has given you. That's why everyone is born into a family. And so you are naturally born into a natural family, which you call maybe a biological family. Then you are also born into a household of faith, which is a spiritual family. Most of times, people tend to play down on their spiritual household, spiritual family, until there is a problem. And I will lay great emphasis on the fact that until there is a problem, people don't see the value of the spiritual company. In fact, the value has so gone down in the age of the social media that church is looking like it's not even important. But you and I know that God works here stronger than he does in the disco. Works here stronger than he does in your house. Works here for many of the people, and I've seen that many of the people who try to create that narrative of independence and single-minded, one-man soldier, Rambo kind of this thing, they are really the people who are not spiritual, even though they deceive themselves that they are spiritual. Because spirituality, you should be able to measure spirituality. We can measure spirituality based on your fixation on the truth of the principle of God's word. That if the word of God says this, and I adhere to that level, that is when I can say that I am spiritual. It is not even what you are doing. Because you can pray and pray amiss. And that is not spiritual. But when you are praying and you are praying in the will of God, then you can say that you have value for that. Are you here with me at all? So the word of God is a standard for what is spiritual, what works or what doesn't work. And so many of the people who boast, I have been a pastor for a while, and I have seen boasters come crumbling because God will humble you at all costs. Yeah, God is happy to oppose you. When you are proud, arrogant, haughty in heart, God takes Satan out of the equation. He faces you himself. And anybody who seeks to think he knows more than God, God tries to chop you down because, well, no, you are just grass. Your breath can be just, and God is not interested in killing people. Now he's interested in punishing people. Punishing you for your arrogance, that you are supposed to see the way God sees, think the way God thinks, and then you just see one or two weak people around you or one or two resources around you, and it just changes who you think you are. And people change. People change. Sometimes resources may make you change and you think that you have grown spiritually. It's not spiritual growth. It's poverty that is doing you. Yeah, that you used not to see $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, you know, and you were praying so much for God's help. Now you see it and you think that you can have a life that mimics that spiritual space. So now you have a say. It's like I didn't have a say when I was poor. But now that I have money, I have a say. When you see that you're having too much say, please be calming down. Be what? I can't hear you, please. Be calming down. I've seen that in this country, the people who have money, they don't talk. They don't. Charlie, I wish I could speak the French. Yeah. Charlie, scampede de oh. Scampede de. I wish I could speak the French. The people, you know. When you see somebody, you just get some alikrija, tokumboka, he just want you to know. He can chale, meka afufrona menyani niyo, second hand o. What just what the treacherous, you know, but skeni di otoneka uchi kwa aniso woko. No announcement. Are you here with me at all? It's just poverty. I'm praying that all of us will escape it. And spiritually, people can be like that. You know, I remember when God started helping me to be able to discern, you know, things, have word of knowledge about people and situations and all of that. We're in a group of friends. We're all praying together. Charlie, in the early stages, if you are not careful, you become so pompous. You become so pompous because you are with your friends and now you can see. You can know things beyond the natural. And it makes you feel like you are special. So even the way some of us were addressing our friends, it just changed. And all of a sudden, we wanted to be addressed in a certain way. Then came titles, all manner of things. And if you don't address people with titles, they just get angry, you know, as if they stopped. It's like your gift didn't change the food you eat. It never changed your height. It never changed your intelligence. Nothing happened. It's just God's grace. But so many people change. People didn't want to relate to their friends again because they had become very special. It's like when we are coming, everywhere should die. That's the kind of trap you can find yourself in. It's a pit. When you are going high in the Lord, you have to guard against pride. That's why in the spirit, in the spiritual walk, in the kingdom of God, you go higher on the ladder of humility. If you humble yourself, more grace is given to you. If you become arrogant, God himself will resist you. And so, normally when business is doing well, marriage is doing well, career is doing well, education, academics doing well, children are doing well, we tend to think that these fundamentals that built us should no longer be valuable again. That's why you tell your church, you go to church too much. You know, those of us who work, as if those who go to church don't work. You know, and those of us who are busy, as if, you know, God is God who has blessed you to be busy. But he's giving you grace to be able to turn around that your business so that your fellowship with him and the brethren doesn't suffer. If you are not careful, giving birth to children may be the reason why you don't fellowship again. And you have justification for that. That now the children, blah, 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 blah. But you know that you are able to do things. Honestly, from Monday to Friday, you do so much with the children. But when it comes to church, because normally we don't place value on our spirituality until there's a problem. That's when we tend to. As for that one, you know, in more recent time, there are some people, like once you see them, you know there's a problem. But you won't see them. You won't see them. People keep coming in and falling back, coming in. When you do that, you don't become strong in your walk with God. If you want to be strong like any other thing, you need to be consistent and you need to build consistently. Praise the Lord. That's how you become strong. That's how you become strong. You know, over the weekend, somebody was approaching me. I asked the person straight away before the person spoke, what's the problem? He said, Pastor, how did you know that I have a problem? I said, anytime I see you, I know there is a problem. Because when we solve this one, I won't see you again until there is a problem. I've grown past being hurt about that kind of attitude. This time around, I rather pity those people because I'm just wondering, some of these things that you now come for us to solve by the grace of God are things that if you were consistent, you'll be able to solve on your own. But because you have not built consistency in fellowship, you have not become strong to be able to deal with things that you have outgrown. And so things that you have outgrown, you are still, you still need help. You are 17 years and you need your mother to bath you or bathe you. That simply means you didn't grow. And it's a pity because you can't live on your own. So it doesn't hurt me again. I just get sad for those people that at this level, at age 18 in the spirit, we have to spoon feed you because You left the company God gave you, and all of us have stayed in the class to build lessons that have improved our understanding and given us more authority and power. Exam comes and you keep failing exam because you are always not in class. When I was in university, I just found out that even though I was able to study away from class, my real strength is being in class. If I'm in class and a lecturer taught, hardly will I forget. Even if I don't read the note, I can just have a picture where he was standing and what he said, where he was standing and how he said it. It's like pictures in my mind. So when I'm doing revision, I always write my note differently. So I see people just laboring, learning. No, my strength. So I say, if the course is difficult, I only have to be in class. Because my brain will just play back everything to me when I just try to exercise it on it. So just imagine, all the courses that I was struggling, they were the ones that I was not attending classes for. And they were a bit abstract. But if it was even difficult and the lecturer was good and I'm in class, I don't know about other people. I can just remember. It's like the voice of the lecturer is in my ears. And so anytime I was less busy, or I would push myself to be in class. And that's how I was sailing through. Other courses, I could study them remotely and all of that. But if it's very important to me, I want to be in class. If you absent yourself for a long time, you become weak. No two ways. If you absent yourself for a very long time from the fellowship of the brethren, which, you know, we gather here, and one of the integral things that happen has to do with what? Prayer. Esther said, with Haman coming, paying money into the treasury for all the Jews to be destroyed and their properties to be taken away, let prayer be mobilized, scattered amongst all the Jews in all the provinces. And I will also mobilize my household and we will go into prayer. When we go into prayer, we are dealing with two key things. One, there is a law that is not allowing me access to go for the solution. So sometimes we are battling with laws in the spirit that are forbidding us, or setting barriers for our next level that will bring our deliverance, that will bring our prosperity. It could be a spiritual law on your marriage, on your ministry. You have, and the law was in the kingdom. So you could just be in an area and there is a law there that nobody's business grows. You can never know. I'm sure most of the Jews didn't even know until the law became, you know, visible to them, that the king had given his signet, his approval to something that was said that had become a law. People are hiding in their dark places. Are you here with me at all? And they are saying things and they are becoming overarching laws in areas, vicinities, in offices. You are weekend way. There are many things that have been done in the office. Because you are not at the board level, you are not. Are you here with me at all? You may never know. You go to the office and so many things have changed. Spiritually, that could be the case. That as we are going back and forth, so much has changed. Some dark people have gone to just create some law that will affect you. They don't care. Some Haman. People have traveled. So sometimes it's a law. Sometimes it's a law that exists in the family. Whether it's biologically, hereditary, or a spiritual, I can't tell. But how everybody gives birth to one child is a mystery. Or how everyone at some point in time, their marriage collapses. Or, you know, they have to lose their firstborn. He said, I don't know. But these are laws. And in Babylon, they said that their laws were on all trouble. I think that was Daniel's case. That the law was on all trouble. Once that law goes forth, it cannot be reversed. So there are irreversible laws. How do you deal with all these things? When we come from a place where people don't really flourish, or you have to be in some idol worship, be hanging some tamiewu and something in your car before you find protection. How do you go about it without doing that? And please, they said I should not say the time you. And the other one is called what? Nyenya. Okay. How is it that in Wura Yedemanswaswa Momuditi? Do you know some of them when you cut it, you have to put some coins there? How? How? If you are Christian, you cannot practice that. I don't know about other religions, but if you profess Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, that is not for you. And the people who practice that, not all of them, some of them who have other things they invoke. Darkness sometimes chases light. Like Haman was going after. If Mordecai has wronged you, deal with Mordecai. Just extended it to everybody. And in a few moments, a law was written that was going to just, you know, kill every Jew in the space. If you go to the Western world, sometimes there is an unwritten law. Maybe based on your face, your color, your creed, some things will come against you. And if you want to push through and succeed, something higher than yourself should be helping you. Are you here with me at all? So they were dealing with a law. Somebody say laws. Laws. Then they were dealing with a personality behind the law. Haman himself. He was pushing that no Jew will exist after a certain time. So you have laws. Laws that were after them. Laws that were forbidding Esther from going in to the king. Then there were personalities like Haman, the king himself. Haman had to be stopped. The king had to be touched. And Esther said, all these ones, when you are dealing with powerful things in high places, it's not just about taking pride in the fact that I can pray. Esther says, you can't just say, I can pray, even though you should personally pray. We are dealing with mobilizing your household to pray and mobilizing the congregation to pray. And if you do not find yourself in a household level of prayer or a congregational level of prayer, there are some things you may struggle to deal with. Because the patterns in the Bible, those are the things that become our practices. If Esther and Mordecai had to deal with it within a company, what makes you think that you can just deal with it as a person? So when we come to church like this and we are praying and we may not mention specifically your personal issue, but as we are praying, what he says to one, he says to all. As we are praying for our church, God is already distributing grace everywhere for every household represented, every household, every member that is in. Are you here with me at all? It's just making impact. But because mostly we are very personal, individualistic, if we don't just make you pray your personal prayer, you don't feel like the prayer was powerful. When we say, let's pray for the keeper's house. Let's pray for the keeper's house. Oh, pastor. Hey. Look at someone say, hey. When we pray, it is God himself who distributes the answers. Oh, yes. He said, we know not what we ought to pray, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession. Sometimes you say, praying in faith, praying in the congregation. That's when sometimes you leave church and you hear that a testimony, something that was happening to your child, God has just delivered your child, even though you didn't mention the name of your child to pray. But as we were praying, God found it necessary that in the place of congregational intercession, let me attend to this person. Let me attend to that issue. Are you here with me at all? Let me attend to the womb that is not working. Let me attend. One shall chase 1,000. Two shall chase 10,000. And he said, how can one chase 1,000 if the rock has not gone ahead to deal with the enemy? When we gather together like this, God's power goes ahead to deal with things on our behalf. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's look at some of the things that were dealt with when Esther Dems prayed in the congregation, and then we'll have some 15 minutes of very good prayer in this place. Number one, the results that came from company prayer power. Number one, protocol access was given by mercy. Esther chapter 4 verse 11. Esther 4, 11 and Esther chapter 5 verse 2. Bible says that Esther 4, 11, all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law, and that is to put him to death, except to such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called, I have not been invited. Look at chapter 5 verse 2. When Esther then finished fasting and praying, and it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew nigh and touched the top of the scepter. Through the congregational prayer, she was able to go in. She was able to create an access. Protocol access. Somebody say protocol access. By mercy. Come on, I can't hear you. Say protocol access. By mercy. In this life, if you see how the political class is developing across the region and across the globe, you will see that, especially when some people get into some positions. I had an uncle, big politician, and typical of some of my people, when they are up there, nobody should go up there. Not one person became a lawnmower. He controlled like four countries as an ambassador. Not one family member traveled. But a lot of people traveled because of him. There are accesses that will be shut. If you will have access, it will have to take supernatural power for you to have that access. And it comes by mercy. Esther says that, I don't have the clearance to go to where the king is. If that will happen, I need a special protocol arrangement, and I need the mercy of God to come to my aid. And that is one of the reasons why they prayed. And when they prayed, Esther went in uninvited. And when the king saw him, he extended the scepter of mercy to Esther. I am praying that as we pray like this, where ordinarily you will not be granted inclusion, where you will not be granted access, may the mercies of the Lord open door for you. There are laws that says that you should not marry. If you marry, you should not give birth. No church should do well here. We will do well because we are praying together, and the Lord has shown us mercy. And because of his mercy, our church will not collapse. We will have access. We already have access. Shout access. Some families, nobody can be rich. It's a law. You don't come into the arena of prosperity. But after today, as we keep praying, you already have access into that arena. If your amen is louder, your portion is different. So, first is protocol access by mercy. Number two is favor. Number two is what? Bible said, when Esther showed up in the court of the king, she obtained favor in his sight. And as a result of that, the scepter was extended to her. When we pray together like this, the favor that Mary needed to deliver without the engagement of a man, that favor becomes available to all people who want children. Whether there is no sperm count, whether there is no sperm count, whether there are no ovaries, whatever. That's when we see the supernaturalness of God. Are you here with me at all? That favor is very dangerous. If somebody will give birth, it's favor. We have seen it in Esther's life. Sarah said, if I have found favor in your sight, are you here with me at all? Favor, fruitfulness in all its ramifications, not just gynecologically, fruitfulness financially, fruitfulness, you know, career-wise, business-wise. Is God talking to somebody now? He said, if she found favor
You will not go far in your labor if favor doesn't show up. You can work out like a donkey and eat like an ant because you lack favor. But he said, when we come together and we are praying like this, in fact, in the Psalms, he says that, show me the favor that you bear towards your children. When we come together and we are praying like this, God just begins to draw favor upon the church. Are you here with me at all? For people to attend this church is favor. It's not because the pastor preaches well. It's important, but it is the favor of the Lord. For people to come and do business with you is favor. Why did they not go to the next shop that has better prices and better quality? It's the favor of God. Why did the man marry you or the woman marry you? Favor. Because Ukraine won't so be a nipa to me worry. But a favor of God. Today, see what the Lord has done. Am I preaching to somebody? Or I'm tickling myself here. It's the favor of God. Favor is what will make you prosper. Favor is what will make you successful. I mean, all the queens were limited. The only one who was not limited was the one who found favor. Favor is the reason why limits will break off. It's the reason why protocols will no longer be useful. Are you here with me at all? It's the reason why some inhibiting laws will not be activated and executed against you because of the favor of God. And I'm praying this morning that as we raise our voice to pray, may God's favor open doors for you. Favor is what will make a young man. David found favor. Young man go to the palace. Moses, Joshua, Joseph, Daniel, favor. Don't joke with favor. Your intelligence has its own limit. When favor now comes upon it, it will explode. You'll be announced. You have divine announcement. No, hey, listen, nothing new under the sun. Even when you say it's novel, it's only novel to the minds that don't know. Are you here? Yes, now. Favor. And from today, the favor of the Lord will market you. Favor of the Lord will open doors for you. Can I show you some one or two more? As we are praying like this, as you are going, you know that favor is already working for you. That amen didn't come out at all. In verse number 3, we see that this lady had answers to difficult results. In chapter 5, verse 3, Then said the king unto her, what will thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to the half of the kingdom. Very difficult request and petition she sent there. But the king said that whatever it is, even to half of the kingdom, I shall give it to you. All because she and her household prayed, and then nationally the Jews prayed. The king now had an appetite to give even to half of the kingdom. So when there are difficult solutions you are looking for, difficult requests, petitions, on the table, one of the things that will make the answers be given is when we gather together. At the end, the enemy said, you see, why a mistake? Yeah, you wait. Sometimes you have to engage the brethren. Yeah, you made it. No credit on some ambulance. Bank na baka. Yeah, be you made it. No credit on some ambulance. You come and you don't just become some depressed, withdrawn person in your mind, in spirituality that. But when the solution is a major challenge, it's a difficult request and petition, you engage the brethren. What do? I can't hear you. What do? I don't know what James did, but I suppose that James prayed alone. Because most his commentaries tell us that James was the intercessor of the apostles. And so he used to pray for everyone. I'm sure that when they arrested me, so the prayer tower has been arrested. Don't worry. He's going to have it. He has it under control. He has it under control. Sir, Yeah. Because they trusted that he's a prayerful man. Now, I believe strongly that one of the reasons why Moses was not allowed to reach the promised land, I believe it's my personal interpretation, is because anytime the people sinned, Moses and Aaron and the rest, they gathered together, went and spoke to God, God, don't kill them. Please, take time. Take it. There was intercession going on. But when Moses was in trouble, nobody prayed for Moses. Nobody prayed for Moses. So there was a time that Moses was trying to build his case with God that, oh God, man, shut up. Hey. I don't want to hear it again. Come to the mountain, let me kill it. If you just dwell on you alone, always wanting to pray like you are 1 man 1,000, I'm a 1 man 1,000. That will be cross the line now. Now there is no favor, you know, to deal with it on your own. That's why the wisdom in being in your company is important. So then God withdrew Moses and put Joshua there. Nobody interceded for Moses. Many pastors suffer because they don't really build a team that prays for them. So when the pastor is in trouble, it's like, oh, shall I come and unko a dim pia sa no aespa. No, but when church members are in trouble, they bring their matter. We pray for them. We tell intercessors, oh yeah, sometimes cry, you don't know, we have gathered and we are praying for you. And when these voices rise by faith and in righteousness, the Lord answers prayers. Are you here with me at all? Are you sure you are here now? So when Esther now prayed in the congregation of this, Esther, and if you check the whole account, you find out that the prayers they were praying, they were affecting the king's decision making. Yeah. They were affecting the king's decision making process. I say, Esther, and family, you'll be able to come. I'm a catch your queen singing in a crumb to me. I got a gossip and family, even to half of the kingdom. Mama, half ube luaha means me luaha. See, I know now better. My come upon us to say, Persevere. How did that happen? Because they were praying, Ahasuerus, turn it around. Koshala kapata kalakapata. Ohimbi akuma wanyaminsem. Eradie faunsa kano. Inyani papa akuna ne bumpai. Omunyina. And their voices rose up as one voice. Heavy knocking in heaven. God said, that's it. Aha. Ken aha. Who has to pay 50%? And you could see Esther had the luxury of saying, oh king, yeah, be coming down. I want you to come for a dinner. You know, I'm cooking for you. Come with Haman tomorrow. When your helper is in a hurry today, so Obi boss baba yes I dey announce me pentama promote show ya but tell me fan your man to ya but because we have gathered and we have been praying like yesterday, let there be a divine announcement. So when you go to your workplace over the weekend, your boss has been thinking how best to position you. But what which you must as a snake all the minicus ya apa you know, chumusa. Yeninaya ya chia musa, but oh, I know it too. Hey, Adiana, of course, we met you. Let us go. Are you here with me at all? From today, I pray in Jesus' name. Even to half of the kingdom, whatever is a difficult petition or request that you ask, may the Lord grant it to you in Jesus' name. May it be granted unto you this week, before the end of this month. this quarter of the year may be granted unto you. When they are driving away people, may you be positioned well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare that as we gather to pray together, may the power from this company of prayer in the name of Jesus sort you out in your workplace. Let it sort you out in this life. Whatever has become a difficult challenge, may the Lord solve it for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the help of Jehovah. Shout a louder amen. Rise to your feet. Shout a louder amen. It's too powerful. There's a lot to share. Oh, bye-bye. Kola, ba-ba-ba-ba. Shalakaba. But we have a lot to pray right now. Maybe not when you are in a congregational prayer. Oh, we succeed together. It's a grace for the house to succeed. Kobara koshata labataya. Oh, person dole kosese. Impala kapata kataka. Sonda da bada 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 da. Just open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank him for the word you have heard. Begin to thank him for the grace that is available for all of us today. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless his name. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we honor you for sharpening us together in the congregation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. Lift your hands, say in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
we come by the blood.
We come by the blood.
Any law or laws that have been set in the spirit to forbid us access
into our solution,
access to the next level, access to our deliverance,
access
to fulfilling the will of God, as a church,
as a company,
and as individuals.
Say
this morning, as we pray right now,
we declare
no law in hell set by wicked men and wicked spirits shall work against this house. We declare right now, Father,
any law
that forbids us access, into joy and comfort, into blessings as a church, let the law be cancelled right now. For your word declares, every written code that stood against us is already cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, any law against this house,
against
any individual, from our traditional houses, let the blood of Jesus cancel those laws in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, Father, as we pray right now, let the laws be
cancelled.
We demand that the laws are cancelled. Open your mouth and pray right now. Make a demand. The laws are cancelled. Is so la 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 la
Solomon, and 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 Solomon, and
answers. Raise your hand and say, Father,
Father,
I receive answers.
I receive answers
to difficult challenges.
Difficult challenges.
Difficult requests.
Difficult requests.
Difficult petitions.
Difficult petitions.
I receive answers.
I receive answers.
Say, give answers.
Give answers.
Testimonies.
Testimonies.
To this house.
To this house.
Concerning difficult situations.
Difficult situations.
Challenges.
Challenges.
Difficult requests.
Difficult requests.
And petitions.
Let there be answers.
Release as we pray.
Anything that is a difficulty,
that is a challenge. Father,
let answers
be released
unto this house
and the people
in this house.
May they receive
answers
to what is impossible.
Open
your mouth and pray. Whatever is impossible, let there be answers.
Shall I get a bag? 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 Shall I get a bag?
your Father.
Oh yes.
Oh, please lift your hands.
Oh, I lift up my hands.
Oh, Shakobalaka.
My God, my God, my God.
Shakalabalaka. Shakalaka. Sokalabaka. Shakalaka. Ito lakabata. Grace is upon this house. Marakopalaka. Spirit of favor is upon this house. I pray, spirit of favor upon this house. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Let what favor alone can do, let it be done in this house. Let it be done in your life. From today, favor is working for you. Any law, any prohibitive law, inhibitive law, laws that forbid access, laws of exclusion, laws that beat people down, Father, by the power of your Spirit, let those laws be overturned. Let those laws be overturned. Let those laws be neutralized. Let those laws be extracted, expunged, revoked. Let those laws be taken out of the books. Let the laws be taken out.
Amen.
Let those laws be taken out.
Amen.
We cancel those laws.
Amen.
In this house, no evil law will successfully operate against us.
Amen.
Any law from the pit of hell,
yes,
by the blood of Jesus,
yes,
we cancel that law.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Any locational relevant law, operative law, law in this area, law in this city, law in your vicinity that is operating against you, law from your family operating against you, today they are canceled. Today they are canceled. Receive favor right now. Receive favor to flourish. Receive favor for long life. Receive favor to maintain what God has given. Receive favor to prosper. Receive favor to receive whatever you ask for. Favor for challenges to be turned around. Favor that brings testimonies. Cascading testimonies. One will not finish, another will come. Let the favor enhance your labor. May God favor you in the high places. And may he favor you before the king. In the mighty name of Jesus. This week may you see the work of favor in your life. It shall be well with you and your family. It shall be well with this house. May you receive favor. Receive answers to your petition. Answers to your request. In the name of Jesus. Wherever there is a disadvantage, wherever there is a negative decision, it shall not affect you. You will not be affected. Because of the favor of God, your story will be different. Your case will be different. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands and begin to bless him. Lift your hands and begin to thank him. Lift your hands and thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we bless you. For testimonies, new things. New things, new opportunities. Glory be to your name, Father. Osabele koko paragada. Isokala badabadada.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.